BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israel says 13 Israelis and 4 Thai nationals held hostage in Gaza since early October are now on Israeli territory. They were handed over to the Red Cross and taken out of Gaza by the Rafah crossing. The Israeli military says they are being accompanied by special forces and will undergo initial medical assessments before being dispersed to various hospitals. A list issued by Israel's Prime Minister's office showed the Israelis freed included 6 women and 7 children or teenagers. The releases come after a delay of several hours. Tom Bateman has more from Jerusalem.
The delay in the handover was blamed by Al-Qassam brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, on Israel not honouring a part of the agreement to do with transferring humanitarian aid from the south to the north of Gaza. The Israeli military categorically denied this, saying it stuck to the written agreement and the aid convoys were carried out by the United Nations. The uncertainty and confusion less than 40 hours into this 4-day ceasefire shows how shaky the deal between Israel and Hamas remains.
39 Palestinians have now been released in exchange for the hostages taken by Hamas. Some of them have been held for years under what Israel calls administrative detention. Among those being freed are believed to be 6 women. The remainder are all under 18 years old. Israel often detains Palestinians indefinitely and without charge. Tailors specialising in making women's clothes have reportedly held a protest in the Afghan city of Herat after Taliban officials forced them to shut their shops. The demonstrators said the Taliban's Vice and Virtue Department told them to stop stitching dresses. And Barasa Natarajan reports.
One of the tailors told Afghan media that regional Taliban leaders had already imposed strict conditions such as banning women entering tailoring shops and barring men from taking women's measurements. Businesses were told to remove women's changing rooms and even sofas to restrict conversations between female clients and shop owners. Now the tailors complain they are being ordered to stop making women's clothes altogether. One of them said it made it even harder to make a living in Afghanistan, where there is widespread poverty and high rates of unemployment.
The Ukrainian authorities say some areas are again being targeted by Russian drones. The Air Force said several groups of UAVs had been launched from the Russian-occupied Mariupol region towards Zaporizhia. Friday night saw the biggest such attack since the start of the full-scale invasion, with 75 drones targeting Ukraine overnight. Kyiv said all but one was shot down. BBC News. Mali's security forces say they've repelled 2 attacks in the north of the country by an Islamist group which has links to Al-Qaeda. The militants claim to have killed dozens of soldiers and seized an army base in the Timbuktu region. Tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets across Italy in protest at the recent murder of a university student. Prosecutors believe Giulia Cecchettin was killed by her ex-boyfriend days before she was due to graduate. Here's Sofia Beditsa.
From Rome to Milan to Palermo, thousands have taken to the streets, wearing fuchsia and with their faces painted red. 2 colours that have come to represent protests against gender violence in Italy. Many holding signs that say, "Stop asking us what we were wearing." This outpouring of anger hasn't been seen in this country for decades. The harrowing image of Julia's empty desk on the day she should have graduated struck a chord with many Italian women who feel patriarchal attitudes are entrenched.
The leader of the far-right Freedom Party in the Netherlands, Geert Wilders, has promised he will become prime minister, despite the country's main centre-right party saying it wouldn't form a coalition with him. His party won by far the most seats in Wednesday's general election, but fell significantly short of a majority. Mr. Wilders said he remained positive and reasonable. A new report says large advances in energy efficiency in cars have been partly offset by growing demand for larger vehicles. The study suggests the substantial impact cars have on climate change could have dropped by 30% over the past decade if it weren't for this trend. Sport utility vehicles, or SUVs, now make up more than half of all car sales worldwide. BBC News.